You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Can you just eyeball these phone lines and see how full they are today?
I know. Thank you. Gosh, we made the call and you guys made the call. So thank you. Full lines, man.
You know, it's going to be funny if we got full phone lines. Every line is jammed if the first caller gets it today. And everyone else will be like, hey.
What the heck?
They'll go, hey, what happened?
You guys delivered, though. Thank you.
We're starting off. First one in was Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, I haven't asked this in a long time, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to. H or no H?
With an H.
Mm. That's because the extra letter makes it better.
Yep.
She's like, yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, I haven't done that in a long time. I had to.
There's this hidden rivalry there, kind of.
You know what? I think you're right. It's like in a much broader way, like my real name is Dominic, and some fools put a K on the end of it. And I'm like, no.
Who does that?
I think there's a little rivalry between the Dominics who end properly with a C and those who put a K. They kind of Americanize it.
Yep, exactly.
I would like to see some sort of water balloon fight between Sarah's with an H and Sarah's
with an H.
Yeah,
I bet you would, you weirdo.
Oh, hands down, we would win.
I didn't say I wanted them to have a pillow fight, Jeremy. I said a water balloon fight.
Still. What are you doing this weekend, Sarah, with an H?
Just trying to stay warm.
Yeah,
not
chilling?
Not doing much.
You're literally chilling.
Yep.
She's going to set some of her furniture on fire and rub her hands in front of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Big bonfire.
Well, listen, sweet Sarah, let's play Rattle Off. You know how it works, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. For those of you listening who don't know how it works, we're going to give Sarah a category. She will have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. This is all brought to you today by our good friends at the Colorado Lottery. Let's see, what category do we have for you? All right. Yesterday we did 5 Christmas songs. With you, we need 5 Christmas movies. 5 Christmas movies. Very jolly. Ready and go.
Christmas Vacation, The Santa Claus, 4 Christmases, Christmas with the Cranks.
Elf, give me Elf.
No Elf.
Where's Elf?
No, it's a Wonderful Life. Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, man, Sarah.
I was looking through them last night, and so those were the ones that popped up first. So I was just like.
Which one are you going to go with? What's the next one you're going to watch?
Probably Christmas Vacation. It's just.
You got to every year. It's like a law.
You can't go wrong, can you?
All right.
Yep.
You know, you're delightful to talk to. You go have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase has one of my very all-time favorite Christmas songs. And then we got Savage Henry to come in and play it live.
The Ray Charles one, right?
It's the old Ray Charles song.
Yeah, we'll have to play that next week.
Don't let me forget.
Yeah.
Should I write? Let me make
we
it
do
up.
That every year because it's our favorite.
Feeling of Christmas.
Gosh, and their version, when they came in here and did it, was just phenomenal.
I don't want to cause an uproar. They did it better than Ray Charles.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Damon, when he sang it, he did it in a Ray Charles style, so he was obviously paying homage to the great Mr. Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play it next week. Let's do it.
Okay, there.
Done.
Well, we solved all that. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, are you kidding?
Bet.
We love that you called. Yeah. Thank you. What are you up to this weekend? What's the fun thing on tap?
Oh, Christmas shopping. I haven't started, so I'm going to get that going.
Whoa, you're way behind.
What are you getting
us? I know.
Us?
Don't remind me, and it's snowing tomorrow, and it'll be super crowded.
Well, it'll
make
it a little...
What have you picked out for Dom and Jeremy?
It'll be festive.
Okay.
Yeah, what did you get
us? I'm working on it. What's your gift list?
Give me a pack of steaks.
Okay.
Wrap them up. Put them under the tree.
Good choice.
I'm easy. I'll take an Amazon gift card.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, make a note.
I'm sending it your way if I win today.
Only if you win.
Give
her
an easy one. I want those steaks.
Five colors. Ready to go. No. Steaks.
Make this an easy one. This is it's not as easy as it sounds.
Well, that last one was pretty easy. The five Christmas movies. It wasn't that difficult.
Until you're under the gun.
You're under stress.
Yeah. You know what? If you send Jeremy five steaks, please promise me that what you'll do is that you'll go to the grocery store and you'll go down the frozen food section and get five of those frozen TV dinners, like the Salisbury steak.
The Hungry
TV
Man.
Yeah, Hungry Man TV dinner.
Well, at least I'll get some sides with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. That's
tasty.
Now, I don't remember. Do you leave the foil over the dessert while it's cooking, or do you peel that off? I don't remember.
Oh, that's the hardest part. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because it always comes with like some sort of like apple
crisp, which
there,
was soggy. Nothing about it was crispy.
And it's like, well, you didn't follow the instructions. You're supposed to leave that covered for the first 20 minutes. Oh, dang!
I'm so stupid.
Do people even still eat those?
They have to. They're packed on the freezer aisle. There's got to be.
Store, yeah. So if they're in the store, people are obviously still eating them.
Okay, well, I won't get you that.
Thank you.
All right. 10 seconds. Your letter is R, as in Ralph. 10 seconds. We need five companies or brands that begin with the letter R. Different companies or brands that start with an R. Ready and go.
Reynolds Wrap. Radio Shack. This is so hard.
Go get a burger at Red Robin.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
Red Robin.
God.
Wash it down with a Red Bull.
Red Stripe.
Oh, my gosh. I totally went blank.
You can go on a cruise with the Royal Caribbean.
Oh,
no, Julie.
Well, no stakes for cheer.
Dang it.
I was totally not expecting that. Thank you so much for having me. That was a brain challenge.
Thank you for calling and for listening. Yep. I hope you listen every day.
Good luck out there.
I love you guys. Thanks a lot.
We love you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. A lot of love. No steak for you. Mm. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
So good. We're just happy as can be. The only little thing about this day is that we have an all-staff meeting again today.
Straight up 10 o'clock, so.
I know, right?
We might accidentally stay on the air a little too long today.
Yeah, we might stay on the air until 2 o'clock today.
Whoops, missed it. Sorry. We were working.
You know, and the funny thing is we love our boss. I mean, Fleck, he is like
the greatest guy.
He's the greatest guy in the world.
He's the man.
He probably is one of the top five nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how to break the news to him. Dave, how about quarterly meetings? God, I'm going to get so fired.
All right, Tay-Tay.
I noticed everybody got real quiet.
I know, Tay was like, I don't know what
Dom
to say
took
here.
The floor and Fleck quarterly meetings. That's what I propose.
And you are.
Right. Don Tesla. Taylor, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm working, actually. Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm an on-call hospice nurse.
Aw, you're a good human.
You sure are.
Yep, thanks for doing that.
Well, we appreciate you. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I hope so.
All right, well, let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. We need five things that float. Five things that float. It can be anything. Ready and go.
Wood, cork, ice cube, marshmallow, pool floaties.
People.
Ships.
Ships, yes.
Ducks.
Oh.
It's all right, though. You know what?
Doesn't matter because you did get five, and you're a
winner!
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know I got five.
You sure did. The marshmallow one made me smile, too. I was like, oh, yeah, marshmallows do float.
Oh, yay.
Yay for you.
Good for you. You were so in the zone, you had no idea.
So that made my day.
Oh, well, good. You made ours just because you listened. So thank you for that. If you'll please stand by, Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All I mean, right. I really love our listeners.
I love it when they get it and they don't know. Oh, my God. I did good.
Yeah, she's like, say what?